Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
Outdoors Radio is also brought to you by Huntworth Gear, performance camel wear at a price you can afford. HuntworthGear.com. By Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, and Fitchburg. ProfHearingCare.com. By the Castle Rock Beatonwell Lakes Association, 60 square miles of fun on the water, CastleRock-Beatonwell.com. And by Woodside Ranch Resort and Conference Center, WoodsideRanch.com. I'm Dan Small. Today, August events at the Range of Richfield, bow season prep with J.C. Chamberlain, and a preview of fall Learn to Hunt events in Wisconsin. All that and more coming up on Outdoors Radio, so stay right there. If you're ever in a motor vehicle accident, call Hupe and Abraham, named Best Personal Injury Law Firm by the Wisconsin Law Journal year after year. The firm of Hupe and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. In fact, they collect millions of dollars every month for hundreds of satisfied clients. Call the firm voted best and rated best, Hupe and Abraham, 800-800-5678, or visit Hupe, HUPY.com. By the way, all 11 offices of Hupe and Abraham in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois are open for business. Well, I'm flying solo again this week because Jeff Kelm is on the road at a National Walleye Tour tournament on Lake Sakakawea at Garrison, North Dakota. It's a 3-day event, runs through Saturday, and we'll hear all about it next week before he turns around and heads to South Dakota for yet another tournament. He's got a busy schedule this summer. I don't know how he does it. He's a young man, and he's got a lot of energy. At any rate, we'll get him back on the show again next week. Well, I'll be in Eagle River this weekend for the Wisconsin Outdoor Communicators Association annual conference at Trees for Tomorrow. We meet there every year, usually in July or August, for about a day and a half of cookout and presentations by DNR staff and other folks, and some socializing and networking as well. And we always have a good raffle of items that are donated by outdoor manufacturers to raise money for our scholarship program. We give away a couple $1,000 a year with that. And while I'm up north, I might do some muskie fishing. Well, I certainly will do some muskie fishing. I'm not sure where yet. I might be fishing with my son John before I head home. He's on his way back from Scotland, and if he's not too jet-lagged, I might get out with him on Sunday or Monday. More on that next week. And speaking of Trees for Tomorrow, the newest Outdoor Heritage Education Center Touch of the Wild trailer, and that's Touch of the Wild number 7, is located at Trees for Tomorrow. It was unveiled there last weekend at Forest Fest. And if you've never seen a Touch of the Wild trailer, it's a walkthrough, hands-on education trailer with a wildlife or fish theme. And the one at Trees for Tomorrow has a forestry theme, which is perfectly fitting for Trees for Tomorrow. Unlike museums where you can't touch the exhibits, Touch of the Wild trailers invite visitors to touch the animal mounts and other features on display. You can experience this one at Trees for Tomorrow, or if you live in northern Wisconsin and you have an event or an organization that might like to borrow it, you can schedule it to be at your event by going to ohecyes.org. That's ohecyes.org. And be sure to watch the I've Been Everywhere video on the OHEC website. Again, ohecyes.org. Meanwhile, here on the farm, we've been catching woodchucks. 8 years ago, they were in the clover field in our pasture, but we cleaned them out at that time, and since then, we've mainly seen them around the barn, and they dig holes under the garage and under the chicken coop and under the lean-to of the barn. It's just a pain to have them around. So we have been trapping them. I've been using tomahawk-style live traps baited with goat ration, which is heavy on the corn. And so far, we've caught 4 woodchucks, 1 adult male and 3 young of the year. The young ones are about the size of a cottontail rabbit, so there's enough meat on them to make a meal for sure. And we skin them, cut them into quarters, and then pan-fry to brown them, and then they go into the Instant Pot for 40 to 45 minutes, and the meat falls off the bone when you take it out, and you've got some broth if you cover them with water in the pot. You've got some broth you can use to make a wonderful soup. You can eat the meat just like that, or put barbecue sauce on it, or season it however you like. It really tastes a lot like pulled pork, like barbecued pork. Ramon Cram's Roux barbecue sauce is my favorite for raccoon and woodchuck meat. He lives in Crawford County, and he sells his Roux barbecue sauce at the Viroqua Farmers Market. I always pick some up when I'm there. Well, coming up, archery expert J.C. Chamberlain offers advice for the upcoming bow deer season. Jim Bobbyash reports on August fun at the Range of Richfield. And John Motoviloff, who is the R3 and Outreach Coordinator for Pheasants Forever, provides an update on Learn to Hunt events across the state this fall. All that and more straight ahead on Outdoors Radio.
Are you putting off treating your hearing loss for you or a loved one because you can't afford it? Hi, I'm Dr. Laura Venipal from Professional Hearing Care, and I'm telling you that you couldn't be further away from the truth. I believe that everyone should have access to hearing health care and improve cognitive health, and that's why we offer our affordable treatment plan. Our team is dedicated to taking the stigma and cost of hearing loss out of the picture. For a free consultation, call 608-292-4916 or visit our website at www.profhearingcare.com.
Pappas Trading Post is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. Located just west of Arena on Highway 14, they have a full-service pro shop, a 40-yard indoor range, a large selection of archery accessories, and a full assortment of Matthews apparel. Their expert staff can tune your bow for top performance. Gear up for bow season at Pappas Trading Post. Look for the two giant arrows and stop at Pappas Trading Post on Highway 14 west of Arena or visit PappasTradingPost.com.
Since our inception, Huntworth has worked relentlessly to incorporate innovative technologies and forward-thinking design into affordable camouflage apparel. Our gear, designed with the Disruption Camo pattern, utilizes computer-generated graphics featuring a high level of random and abstract visual noise to help you remain undetected in the environment. So whether you need the latest in hunting gear technology or clothing that just simply fits your lifestyle, Huntworth gear is what you're looking for. HuntworthGear.com. That's HuntworthGear.com.
Castle Rock and Peyton Well are two of Wisconsin's largest inland lakes. With more than 60 square miles of water, they offer four seasons of outdoor fun. Halfway between the Twin Cities and Chicago, and just minutes from Wisconsin Rapids and the Dells, you'll enjoy family-friendly resorts and campgrounds, great fishing, bike trails, county, state, and national parks, and the Nisida National Wildlife Refuge. Learn more at CastleRock-PeytonWell.com or on Facebook at Castle Rock Peyton Well Lakes Association.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information, Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. It's time now for another Madison Outdoors Report brought to you by Pappas Trading Post, Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. They're located on State Highway 14, just west of Arena, about a half hour west of Madison, and you can find them online at PappasTradingPost.com. And joining us once again is wildlife biologist and archery expert J.C. Chamberlain. Well, J.C., thanks for joining us. Welcome back.
Yeah, it's great to be back again.
We are now 6 weeks out, and the countdown intensifies.
Yeah, things definitely are heating up around the shop, and a lot more deer are being seen on the landscape. That's been a really good thing in pushing guys to get excited for the season.
Yeah. So what should we be doing now?
It's still that time of year. You know, plenty of time to get things dug out, get things done if need be. Definitely, though, we're getting down to where, you know, it's closer to crunch time. So as we get closer and closer to opener, just the volume of stuff coming in and going out is going to increase drastically. So sooner you can get stuff in to get work done, the better. But if everything's good to go, then, you know, shooting and making sure that we're building up those muscles, if we're shooting a vertical bow or, you know, even shooting the crossbows to make sure that we're comfortable with how the crossbow works, just go through and a friendly reminder of, hey, yep, this is step two, and, you know, make sure I get
trigger box hooked on right or load the bolt correctly. Just those things are so important to go through. That way, in the crunch time, it's, you know, just second nature for you.
Yeah, and second nature is a good point, because a crossbow looks like a gun. It works in some ways like a gun, and a lot of people think, well, all I got to do is cock the thing, load it, and pull the trigger when the deer walks by. But it doesn't function exactly like your gun. Recoil's different. Your safety may be in a different place, and you got to get used to your equipment, I guess is what you're saying.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I mean, with crossbows, yes, some of the faster crossbows, you can get away with it a little bit, but yardage is such an important thing. A lot of guys that shoot a lot of rifle, especially, you know, are just very prone to pulling up, putting the crosshair on it, and letting her rip. And, you know, with a crossbow, if you're, you know, a lot of times anything beyond that 20, 25 yards, that top crosshair, you're going to shoot right underneath it. So most of them are sighted in for 20 and then move down from there. So just, like I said, something to familiarize yourself with the equipment and make sure that we're taking that time to be proficient with it for the animal's sake as much as our own.
Right, right. And then if your equipment is not functioning properly, obviously now's the time to get it in.
Absolutely. Sooner the better. It gives us more time to work on it. It gives us more time to get parts if we needed to, if we didn't happen to have anything around, and get things fixed and get them correct a little bit quicker, give you a little bit of time to get more comfortable with it, especially, you know, resighting in like a vertical bow or that sort of thing, give you that little bit of extra time.
I suppose you put a new string on and then you really got to start over, don't you, or at least fine-tune it.
Yeah, I mean, it should be relatively close, but it definitely can change things quite a bit, especially, you know, if you're shooting any kind of distance, you know, even if you're not, even just shooting broadheads, you know, some minute changes can make a really big difference. You want to really make sure that you're tuned up as well as the bow, and you know, we can get everything shooting the way you want it.
Well, then, in the field, what should we be doing? I guess there's still time to put in some food plots, but running out of time, aren't we?
Yeah, we're getting closer and closer to the end of that. Some of the cereal grains you can do really even up through the 1st of September. But right now, if we're looking at doing, like, brassicas or radishes, rapes, that kind of thing, now is really the time to get them in. Just going to give them that little bit of extra time to mature without getting too big in most cases, so they won't be like real tough or anything, but definitely want to start getting those in.
Okay. And we've talked about water quite a bit this year, even though there's been a lot of water in the air and on the ground, but you ought to check your water holes if you have water holes.
Yeah, it's still a very important, you know, piece of the puzzle, and right now we have a bunch, and typically, if we've got a lot now, we'll have quite a bit during the fall. It's still going to be those spots that those deer are getting used to coming to or have been used to coming to, so they're going to stop and show up. Definitely want to get them cleaned out if you haven't, so they have more water to be able to hold in there, and just check, make sure there's no holes and everything's good to go.
Yeah, throw the frogs out maybe and make them find a new home.
Yep. See if you can remove the goldfish or whatever else might be swimming in there.
Okay. And how about mock scrapes? I know you use them. Is this a good time to start, or is it a little early?
This is actually the time of year that I really like to start putting in those mock scrapes. A lot of them that I've got out would be stuff that's been on the landscape for a while. Even if that's the case, I actually like to use the forehead gland that we've got here that's actually a synthetic. Seems to be a really good starter just to get them started on it. And then I'll usually transition, you know, into like a Black Widow branch butter, you know, as we get a little bit closer into the season or into October a little bit more. But yeah, definitely time to get those out, get them going. And I've got some that are, you know, rope style. And then I actually like using grapevines as well. So there's plenty of wild grapevines out there. We can all go cut some pieces that are 4 to 6 foot long and get them hung up and scented down.
And the nice thing about either grapevines or rope is you can hang it where you want it. You don't have to find a tree that, you know, that is perfect if there isn't one right near your shooting area.
Yeah, kind of work backwards, same as I would if I was putting in a food plot. Try to figure out where you want to be positioned as far as the stand goes, and then find where it's going to position those deer the best to get a shot. You know, with a mock scrape, not every deer is necessarily going to go hit it, but if you can get them started now, it's much more likely that they're going to hit it you know, come October or during the rut, and hopefully give you that little bit of an edge to position them correctly for you.
So once they start visiting a scrape site or a licking branch or a rope or grapevine, the same deer tend to come back and check it regularly?
You know, if they're doing that, that's pretty much kind of one of their core areas, and they typically will continue to check that, if not every time through, almost every time through. There are things that obviously can deter them a little bit. If it's an older buck or something, you know, if we get a little bit lazy and leave a bunch of scent around it, they might not necessarily go to it, but they would still likely be right in that general area.
Okay. And do you hang a trail camera over each one, or at least near many of them?
I usually do, especially like one instance would be, you know, we've got a little food plot with a water hole off the end of it and a mock scrape right next to that water hole. I typically will still have a camera on it if I can, as long as it's not going to hurt anything. Usually I do try to have cameras on them.
Okay. And speaking of cameras, is that Cuttyback special still going on?
It is through September, and they still got that special going. So on the starter kits, basically it would save you $50, and then they have also on the K-Series cameras, so the individual cameras, it's going to save you $30 a camera. Really good savings there.
Yeah, all right. Well, before we let you go, store hours?
Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, and Saturday, 9 to 5.
All right. Well, we will check in with you again in 2 weeks. And meanwhile, good luck to you out there getting set up and dodging the mosquitoes. There's still a few around, I think.
Yeah, there's still a few out there, but it hasn't been quite as bad scouting and stuff now.
Very good. All right. We'll talk to you in 2 weeks.
Look forward to it.
J.C. Chamberlain with the Madison Outdoors Report from Pappas Trading Post at pappastradingpost.com and on State Highway 14 just west of Arena, and that's about a half hour west of Madison. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Listen to more Outdoors Radio online at dansmalloutdoors.com. Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Joining me now is John Motovilov. He is the Wisconsin R3 and Outreach Coordinator for Pheasants Forever. Their website is pheasantsforever.org. And previously, he held a similar position with the National Wild Turkey Federation. And John and I have worked together on a number of projects, including a series of how to hunt and how to fish videos for NWTF, as well as some segments for my annual Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV special. In addition to his work with these nonprofit conservation organizations, John is an outdoor writer and author of a number of books, including several cookbooks, and he's written a number of magazine articles. I guess he does that in his spare time. I don't know how we do that. John, thanks so much for joining us, and welcome back to the Outdoors Radio Network. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a minute, Dan. It's great to hear your voice, and glad we can connect here. It's always good to be on the show.
Well, it's great talking with you and catching up. And before we get going, for folks who are not familiar with the term R3, tell us what it stands for and what it is that you do in this position.
Yeah, R3 stands for Recruitment, Retention, and Reactivation of Hunting and Shooting Sports Enthusiasts. Because we have a conservation system financed through Pittman Robertson facts and through licenses, the number of hunters and shooters is an important driver. So as those numbers have been falling off in the hunting category, my job is to keep those people who have fallen off the wheel engaged, and that would be retention and reactivation, and then to bring in new people to the fold, which is recruitment. And that I do a lot to adult audiences, and women and people of color are two audiences that I work with quite a bit. That's because we're trying to work with groups that have been underrepresented or underrecruited in the past. And from a recruitment point of view, that's somewhat some low-hanging fruit there. So plenty of adults interested in learning how to hunt and fish and
Yes, and of course, recruitment historically has always been aimed at 12-year-olds or young people in general. Now that you don't have to be 12 to hunt, it's even younger people. But lately, and I don't know how lately, at least a decade now, the recruitment aspect has been aimed at the group you're talking about, women, people of color, adults in general, who didn't get a chance to learn to hunt the way you and I did with mentors or with parents or relatives.
For sure. I mean, basically, you've got two sorts of people who are going to be recruited as youth, and those are people who have hunting in their family, in which case they're already recruited, so you're not really recruiting them, or people who don't have hunting in their family. So if they do, you don't need to worry about them. And if they don't, while there's a lot of heart value in seeing a little youngster learning, you know, these new skills, it's very difficult to convert that 10 or 11 or 12-year-old to an adult hunter because so much happens in between and they don't have the car or the gun, the money. So things have switched around in the last decade or 12 years to, well, let's just go right to the decision-making authority, recruit them, and let them recruit their spouses, let them recruit their kids, and definitely been seeing some good dividends of that, and there's certainly a ton of demand. Youth need to be recruited, but the family context is a very good means for that, and then if they don't have that, there's a chance to pick it up as an adult, and hopefully there'll be people doing what I'm doing, offering programs.
Yeah, and I've heard this said many times, that if you get mom hunting or shooting, then the kids are likely to follow.
Yeah, I think that there's an even higher correlation that if you get mom hunting or shooting, that you'll get the whole family doing it versus dad. I've seen a ton of evidence. A woman will come into one of the classes, and then she'll get her partner into it, her husband, and sometimes vice versa. But yeah, I think it's a model that works. It's because people start to get a feeling for how much fun it is, and then it's contagious, and they want to show their spouses and their kids and their friends, and look at this new / old thing that I have that everybody can enjoy, you know?
Yeah, I think you and I, and probably a lot of our listeners, and probably most of my friends who are hunters and anglers, know how enjoyable these pursuits are and how important they have been in our own development as conservationists or just people who are aware of what's going on in the world. And when I talk to newcomers who've just started hunting or fishing as adults, I often hear them say something like, boy, you guys had a secret world going on here. I didn't know how much fun this could be.
And I think part of that, Dan, is the way things are communicated these days. And I think that there's a message out there that is either elitist or expensive or complicated. And I mean, the truth is, I was telling you earlier before we started, I went out to Sidey Hollow Lake, and people are welcome to hit that in Vernon County, threw a canoe on the car, got a couple paddles, a bobber, and just kind of played around on the weed edges and caught enough fish for a fish fry. The culinary benefits, the mental health benefits, the perspectival benefits when you're out there in nature, I mean, it doesn't disappoint. And when it does disappoint, it'll sure give you something to think about.
That's for sure. And many people have said, you know, it's not about coming home with a full creel or a full bag or a bag limit or a monster buck. It's the experience. And I like balance, you know. I want that experience, but I want to bring something home, too, usually.
Good friend of mine, Axiom, is I'm not ashamed of success, you know. And I wasn't complaining about filleting up a mess of panfish. That's a nice problem to have.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you're working with people of color and women with specific groups or just independent of any group?
The two main groups that I'm working with this fall, and I think I worked a bit with both of them last year, are Pheasants Forever's Women's Initiative, Women on the Wing, which is basically a hunting and shooting program for women through Pheasants Forever. And then Color in the Outdoors is an organization based in Mayville, Wisconsin. Founder and director is our mutual friend, Christopher Kilgore. And so I've been doing a number of programs with both of them. Turkey and grouse for Women on the Wing. For Color in the Outdoors, we did small game, we did pheasants, we are going to do a crossbow hunt this year for deer. Lots of stuff. And then on the periphery, I also work with an organization called Her Upland Some. I do a little bit of work with Artemis. They're great partners for co-promoting things. And of course, there are other organizations for people of color seeking to get outdoors. But my efforts have been focused with Chris, and it's been fantastic. You know, I bring a lot of programmatic know-how, and Chris creates a wonderful space for programming, as you know.
Yes, in fact, we did one video with him together, and I really enjoyed doing that small game hunting.
Yes, I'd forgotten about that.
Rabbit hunting on his property where you save the day by shooting a rabbit. When you need one, you gotta have one, you know.
A stop clock is right twice a day, you know, occasionally you throw some shot out there and it connects with something.
Yeah, and that rabbit runs right into it. I would imagine there's some common ground among these various events, learn to turkey hunt, learn to pheasant hunt, learn to grouse hunt, learn to deer hunt. For someone who's never done one of these learn to hunt programs, what can they expect?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I wrote a piece about this in Wisconsin People and Ideas, which used to be Wisconsin Academy Review, and I was trying to figure out how to simply communicate this idea, and it's basically a long course rather than the short course. So because we're working with a population that is previously unrecruited as far as fishing and to an extent hunting and to an extent fishing, you've got to teach a lot of skills and you begin from the beginning. So these courses that I teach probably have at least 10 to 12 hours of non-hunting in them, and that's hands-on skills such as scouting, butchering, shooting, cooking, what sign looks like, and then the boilerplate like regulations and gear and stuff. But if you've never experienced it and you don't have a mentor bringing you along, it stands to reason when you need to know it from the beginning. So it's a long course, and one of my mantras, which I'm sure my students are laughing at right now, is that there are no dumb questions, only the ones that you don't ask. And so ask the questions, because I don't know what you don't know.
Yep.
And then, you know, there's a lot of questions, and understandably, since most of the people are not shooters, you know, there's some trepidation about picking up a firearm at times, and we break that down, and we usually start with replica firearms, maybe start shooting a .22, then graduate to, you know, a deer rifle or shotgun. By that time, usually folks have a comfort level enough to get proficient enough for whatever the activity is. But yeah, there are a lot of components to it, and there could be more. The only thing is you need to get them out in the woods at a certain point. So we like to also string these things together so that people who have gone deer hunting get a chance to go rabbit hunting and then bluegill fishing and then, you know, maybe foraging and then deer hunting. And so all of these things that are traditionally taught by a mentor or a family member, you know, we try to offer those through classes. And my partnership with DNR and a couple of the other R3 coordinators allows us a pretty good reach to offer these skills. So it's not just me, but we've got National Deer Association, we've got Raise It Full Draw, which caters more to youth. Between National Deer Association and Pheasants Forever and DNR, there's a lot to choose from. They go to the DNR website and hammer in events. They'll get to the DNR events page, which is probably the best single source for all of these classes.
Yes, and I did check that page. There's more than a dozen, and there are all kinds of events, not just hunting and shooting events. You know, Smokey Bear turns 80 this summer, and there's all kinds of happy birthday parties for Smokey.
Really good stuff.
There's a lot going on. One more question here before I let you go. You mentioned mentors. Who are these folks and how important are they in these programs?
Yeah, they are the lifeblood of the program. They're a crucial leg of the stool. Essentially, the way that we can, in these programs, hunt out of season, you know, hold a rifle deer hunt or hold a turkey hunt before the season opens, is using the Learn to Hunt legislation that DNR has, and that has an educational requirement. You've got to get a certain number of hours, which we do through classroom and through field work. But because you're allowed to waive those season things, then you don't have to compete for a person's time for their own turkey hunt or their own deer hunt or their own duck hunt. And so we're able to pull in more mentors because, you know, we can hold these hunts outside of the normal framework, sometimes bag limits and season dates as well. And they're crucial because you legally need a mentor and you practically need a mentor. You need a mentor because it's part of the law that allows waiving the license and season. And it's also, these are crucial instructional pieces where people are sharing their decades, and you've done it too, Dan. I mean, sharing your decades of life experience with someone, which is immensely gratifying. The only problem is we just need to blow it up on steroids and get more. so we don't have to keep going back to the same people who are wonderful, but I hate to overtax them.
Yes, as you mentioned, I have served as a mentor, mostly turkey hunting, and what a rush it is to bring someone else into the experience and actually have them encounter a turkey, if not harvest a turkey, and I've had some success with that. Well, how can one become a mentor?
If you're going to be a mentor for a DNR event where they're waiving the seasons, you're going to first need to fill out a mentor background check, which your Learn to Hunt coordinator, me or someone in that role, will get you. And then, you know, assuming that that comes back okay, usually there's a talk through that the Learn to Hunt coordinator will give you. There you just follow basic common sense guidelines and also the legal guideline of staying within, you know, an arm's length of a person and really taking responsibility for his or her safety and to a certain extent enjoyment in the woods, making it a really good experience for that person. And that's honestly, you don't have to be a master hunter to do it. You need to be a good communicator. You need to be someone who's sort of watching what your mentee is doing and being like, okay, is this person freezing? Am I bringing them through a thicket in the woods? And they bleeding and not liking it? Are they blue in the face because it's too damn cold? So all of those things you sort of have to, you know, have to kind of keep cognizant of, as well as the safety things. And honestly, it's one of the most gratifying things a seasoned hunter or a hunter with 5 years of experience, that's all you need, can do. It's immensely, immensely gratifying.
And anyone who wants to become a mentor can learn how on the DNR website as well.
Yeah, it's not rocket science, and it is very gratifying. Yes, always needed, and then they can certainly reach out to me, and, you know, I'd be happy to talk with them more about it.
Okay. Your email, is that probably the best way?
Yeah, jmotovilov, MOTOVILOFF at pheasantsforever.org, and happy to respond to any questions about mentoring, or if you're looking to get into a class or have a question about classes, just shoot me an email and we'll go from there.
All right. Well, John, thanks so much. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, and let's try to get together sometime again this year. It's been a while since we've been in the woods or on the water together.
We got to chase something, and there is no shortage of good stuff to chase. Good talking with you, Dan. I appreciate it.
You're quite welcome. John Motovilov, Wisconsin R3 and Outreach Coordinator for Pheasants Forever. Their website, again, pheasantsforever.org. And for more information on Learn to Hunt or Learn to Fish events, go to the DNR website and just click on the Events tab, and you'll find all you need to know. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Here's a message from our friends at Remy Battery in Milwaukee, Waukesha, Escanaba, and Houghton. As we continue strong into almost 100 years of providing our community with high-quality batteries, we want to thank all of our customers and friends we have made over the years. We invite you to visit our newest location on Sunset Drive in Waukesha, formerly Challenger Battery. We have batteries from the largest military crafts and industrial machinery to alkaline and the smallest hearing aids. Big and small, we have them all. Stop in for a free battery and electrical check before you hit the road, trails, or the waters. Don't forget to ask our sales representatives about volume pricing. Call Remy at 414-384-0340 or visit online at remybattery.com for all your battery and battery accessory needs.
Are you putting off treating your hearing loss for you or a loved one because you can't afford it? Hi, I'm Dr. Laura Venipal from Professional Hearing Care, and I'm telling you that you couldn't be further away from the truth. I believe that everyone should have access to hearing health care and improve cognitive health, and that's why we offer our affordable treatment plan. Our team is dedicated to taking the stigma and cost of hearing loss out of the picture. For a free consultation, call 608-292-4916 or visit our website at www.profhearingcare.com.
Pappas Trading Post is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer, located just west of Arena on Highway 14, They have a full-service pro shop, a 40-yard indoor range, a large selection of archery accessories, and a full assortment of Matthews apparel. Their expert staff can tune your bow for top performance. Gear up for bow season at Pappas Trading Post. Look for the two giant arrows and stop at Pappas Trading Post on Highway 14 west of Arena or visit PappasTradingPost.com.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. The Range of Richfield is your ultimate shooting experience, located on Helson Drive, and that's just north of the Richfield Cabela's store, where Highways 41 and 45 split, and you can find them online at therangewi.com. Joining us once again for our monthly update on what's going on at the range, and there's a lot going on this month, is Range of Richfield President Jim Bobiash. Well, Jim, welcome back, and thanks for joining us again.
Hi, Dan. Always a pleasure to be here with you. I always look forward to it. I hope you're enjoying this hot and humid summer so far.
Well, we were able to get hay in during a week or so of dry weather a couple weeks ago, but the humidity I can do without.
I know. That's a killer. It's just awful. So in 6 months, we'll be looking for something warm. So
yeah, isn't that the truth? Well, looking back to July, how was it?
July was amazingly busy. We had lots of folks taking advantage of our $10 Wednesdays. $10 Wednesdays is one of our summer specials. You can shoot in either lane, standard or premium, for only $10. That's a real good deal. We also have been blessed with an abundance of gun deliveries. We have Glock, Easy's, Smith & Wesson, Hellcat, Springfields. They're all here, and we'll be getting in more. Our gun shelves have never looked this full in 18 months. So, you know, if you're anxious to try some of these fine guns, do not forget about free gun rental Thursdays. Rent a lane and get a free gun rental that includes ears, eyes, and a target.
Okay, and ears and eyes are protection, of course. That's what you're
correct.
Talking about.
Protection, correct. Yeah.
Well, Jim, August is here, and this is National Shooting Sports Month, isn't it?
That's correct. National Shooting Sports Month celebrates the passion we all have for target shooting and a pastime that provides a lifetime of enjoyment that can be shared with family and friends. At the same time, it reminds the public that shooting is safe, fun, and an activity that can be enjoyed by many Americans. We provide an excellent opportunity for increased shooting sports participation through fun events, activities that are held here at the range, and other retail shooting stores across the United States.
And what are you doing to help promote this month?
Well, we're going to do some things that are pretty exciting. If you come in and rent a lane and shoot, National Shooting Sports folks have provided us with some swag that we are giving away. Kids 7 to 17 shoot free with a parent or guardian. It's limited to 1 hour per day. Vets can shoot $10 per hour all month, and again, for 1 hour per day, and you have to have an ID is required. We also have 15% off holsters, mags, Benchmade knives, and more. Range t-shirts are on sale, $8 each, in stock only. We've also got a special going here that if you can win a free membership, purchase any gun or Liberty Safe, and you'll be entered in to win. You know, if a member wins, we will extend their membership for an additional year.
Wow, so, that's a lot.
That's a lot of good stuff, no kidding.
Absolutely. Any classes?
We do have a couple. Again, during the summer now, it gets kind of quiet. So the only class in August is our popular Getting to Know Your AR-15, which is August 17th and 18th. Our league are going to be starting up. Ladies Night Pistol League starts on September 18th. Bullseye League starts on Tuesday, September 17th. Come on in. Those have been super over the last couple of years. So we've had some great people coming in and shooting, and they're really enjoying it.
Now, does one have to sign up in advance to participate in these leagues?
You don't have to. Just show up the first night. You make a payment, and you're good to go. And if you can't make it a particular night, you can always make it up. So we're pretty lax as far as what the rules are.
Okay, good. Well, how about your safe deals?
Well, we do have a super summer sale, and this is for in-stock specials only. The Centurion 24 was $12.99. It's now $10.99. You see, you save $200.
Yeah.
A USA 36 Black was $21.99, now $17.50, a savings of $449. The USA 50, again, it's a beautiful safe, was $24.99 and now $19.99, so you'll save $500. And last but not least is the Colonial 50, which was $32.99, is now $28.50. So you're saving $449. I have a bunch of these safes, and they're sitting in my warehouse, and I really would like to liquidate them. So that's why we're running this sale. So if you're interested, come on in, buy a safe. You can also enter your name for the free membership, and you could be a double winner.
Wow. So how does that free membership work?
We drop your name in a bucket, and at the end of August, we'll pick one, and that's the lucky winner.
Oh, cool. All right. And yep. What if I'm already a member?
If you're a member, we extend it for another year.
Oh, that's cool. That'll work.
It's good for everybody.
Well, how is the consignment gun program?
You know, that continues to go very, very well. We even had a gentleman stop in last week to check us out. He had heard about us on your show and wanted to know more about it. So I'm happy to report that he liked what he heard, and he is now in the process of selling his gun. So, folks, you got to check us out. It's a great way to earn some extra cash for those guns you don't shoot anymore. So come on in and let us help you out, and we'll fight some inflation.
All right. And if people are not in the market for a gun or trying to sell a gun, just want to learn about guns or talk about guns, you're available.
We're always here. I got a great staff. They know a lot about the guns. Again, we got a lot of new guns in stock. Come on in. We can show you what's new. We can tell you what's coming up. And we just like to talk about guns. So come on down and talk to us or check us out on rangewi.com or our Facebook page.
All right. Well, Jim, thank you so much for that report. As always, a pleasure to get an update on what's going on at the range, and we will catch up with you in September.
Sounds great. Have a good August.
Yes. Stay cool.
Yep.
Jim Bobbiash, president of the Ranger Richfield. As he mentioned, therangewi.com is their website, or you can see them in person on Helson Drive, just north of the Richfield Cabela's store, where Highways 41 and 45 divide. Easy to find. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Since our inception, Huntworth has worked relentlessly to incorporate innovative technologies and forward-thinking design into affordable camouflage apparel. Our gear, designed with the Disruption Camo pattern, utilizes computer-generated graphics featuring a high level of random and abstract visual noise to help you remain undetected in the environment. So whether you need the latest in hunting gear technology or clothing that just simply fits your lifestyle, Huntworth gear is what you're looking for. HuntworthGear.com. That's HuntworthGear.com.
Step outside, let us be your guide. Florence County, Wisconsin.
Plan some trail riding fun in Florence County. Try the 17-acre ATV park with hills, mud puddles, and dunes near Fisher Lake. Hike to 3 waterfalls from Trail F5, 60-foot breakwater falls, 22-foot LaSalle Falls, and Washburn Falls. Camping options include several ATV-UTV-friendly campgrounds. Come take a ride. For more info, go to the Recreation tab at exploreflorencecounty.com.
Castle Rock and Pete and Well are two of Wisconsin's largest inland lakes. With more than 60 square miles of water, they offer four seasons of outdoor fun. Halfway between the Twin Cities and Chicago, and just minutes from Wisconsin Rapids and the Dells, you'll enjoy family-friendly resorts and campgrounds, great fishing, bike trails, county, state, and national parks, and the Nisida National Wildlife Refuge. Learn more at CastleRock-PeteandWell.com or on Facebook at Castle Rock Pete and Well Lakes Association.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend, on the web at cedarlakesales.com. They've got a big inventory clearance sale on right now on boats, electronics, docks, and lifts. You can also reserve your winter storage space at Cedar Lake Sales. Now through next Saturday, past storage customers have the first shot at reserving a spot. After August 10th, though, they'll open it up to everyone. Check their website for details, cedarlakesales.com. We're also brought to you by Huntworth Gear, performance camo wear at a price you can afford, huntworthgear.com. by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, and Fitchburg, profhearingcare.com, by the Castle Rock Petenwell Lakes Association, 60 square miles of fun on the water, castlerock-petenwell.com, and by Woodside Ranch Resort and Conference Center at woodsideranch.com. And if our TV show Outdoor Wisconsin is not airing where you live, you can always watch past episodes at milwaukeepbs.org. And you'll find the last several years of the Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV special archived on the Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV YouTube channel. And if you missed any dates, websites, or phone numbers, you can always listen online at lake-link.com/radio, and you can subscribe to our podcast or download any episodes going back a year or so, so you can take us with you wherever you go. Our show is also available as a podcast on other platforms, including the Outdoor News website, which is outdoornews.com/podcasts. We're all over social media. You can find Jeff online at Hardwater Jeff and find me at Dan Small Outdoors. We have a few DNR notices this week. The DNR is warning ATV and UTV riders that more wardens and local law enforcement officers will be patrolling trails this weekend as part of the annual Think Smart Before You Start campaign. They'll be looking for inebriated drivers. And this is similar to the recent Operation Dry Water campaign that was going on a couple weeks ago to curb drunk boating. Smokey Bear turns 80 this summer, and you can help celebrate at special events at state parks and forests around the state, some of them this weekend and some next weekend. You'll meet Smokey, you can have some birthday cake, and you can hear the story of how he came to be the poster bear for fire safety. Check the DNR website events calendar for details. And if you're going to State Fair, look for Smokey there and give him a big hug. Next Saturday, August 10th, the DNR and UW Extension are coordinating a statewide volunteer effort to search waterways for invasive plants. It's called Aquatic Invasive Species Snapshot Day, and you can register to monitor a lake or stream on the DNR website. The keywords are Snapshot Day. They're asking that you register by next Friday, August 9th, to get an idea of who's going to be at what lake or river. I don't know if you've heard this, but the DNR is offering a $25 rebate for the purchase of a new Endangered Resources license plate. This is going on through December 31st. This is for new Endangered Resources plates, or if you switch from one design to another. And you can do this at any time. There's no need to wait for your current plates to expire. For details, visit the DNR website, keywords this time, Endangered Resources License Plates. There have been more wolf attacks on hunting dogs. The most recent attacks I've heard of were on bear hounds in Price and Sawyer counties. In both cases, hounds were killed. For information on the locations of these incidents and information on avoiding wolf attacks, visit the DNR website, keywords wolf depredation. And eligible hunters with disabilities should sign up for the Gun Deer Hunt for Hunters with Disabilities by September 15th. Hunt dates are October 5th through the 13th. For details on requirements and how to find a landowner to host your hunt, visit the DNR website, keywords deer hunting. And if you want to learn about hunting rough grouse and woodcock, but you don't know where to start, registration is open for the Rough Grouse and American Woodcock Society annual grouse camp at Trees for Tomorrow in Eagle River. Grouse camp will be held on September 20th through the 22nd, and it's limited to 80 participants plus mentors. If you want to participate as a hunter or a mentor, visit roughgrousesociety.org, keyword events. Our theme music is by Warren Nelson. For more on Warren and his music, visit warrennelson.com. I'm Dan Small. Jeff Kelm will be back next week. Get outside this weekend and be sure to join us again next time for Outdoors Radio.
In the blue north wind, I'll be trolling home to you. When my wrist gets a little chilly on the gunwale, when my lazy ack is just too lazy to lure, when the worms go dry in the coffee can, honey, I'll be trolling.